You're listening to Past and Present, the Colonial Williamsburg podcast. Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Harmony Hunter. Well, it's Christmas time, and we always like to think about music and a music podcast around this time of year. Usually, we're thinking about the Revolutionary War and Christmas music of that era, but this year, we're thinking about the Civil War, another war that has a great deal of history in Williamsburg. Our guest today is Carson Hudson. Carson, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Harmony.
And Carson is the creator and one of the performers of the evening program Uncivil Christmas, which is a Civil War Christmas program. Carson, tell us about that program.
Yes, the program is about Civil War music during the Christmas season of the Civil War or the War Between the States. When the Civil War began in 1861, you have thousands and thousands of soldiers who are coming into the camps, and they have these Christmas traditions that they're bringing from home. They don't have the traditions that we normally portray here in 18th century colonial Williamsburg, but they also really don't have a lot of the traditions that we know from the 20th and the 21st century. You're kind of in between. For example, Christmas trees are not around in the 18th century, the time of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, but they're just becoming popular in the years before the Civil War. And so one other aspect is the songs, the Christmas carols. The soldiers know some songs that we still sing today, but they had their own set of Christmas songs. And when they came into the army, they had to sing these things themselves in camp.
How does the Civil War affect Christmas celebrations during those years? What happens to Americans?
Well, the war affected Christmas celebrations greatly. We state in their program that when the Civil War begins, we're all Americans. And that's the sad thing about the Civil War, that we're all Americans. But in 1860 and 61, North and South, we had different ideas of what it meant to be an American. And so when the Civil War begins, the Southern states, when they are seceding over slavery and states' rights and things like this, they believe that they are continuing the tradition that the Founding Fathers intended. And they form their own government. They would call themselves the United States, but that name's already taken. So they call themselves the Confederate States. And again, it's like a crossroads. And the North takes one route, the South takes the other to try and be doing the same thing in their own minds.
So Carson, you've brought with you a merry band today, some performers from this evening program. Who's here to sing for us today?
Well, we have several fine voices here. We've got Caitlin Burke, who is one of our interpreters here at Colonial Williamsburg. We've got Melody Liberatore, who's also one of our character interpreters. We've got Amy Miller, who is with our fife and drum. And we've got Anthony Carter, who is a supervisor in our orientation interpreters department. And we're going to give you some Civil War Christmas music, although a lot of it doesn't seem like Christmas music to the people that were living at that time. And over the Christmas season, these songs meant a lot. The song Jingle Bells, many people today think of it as a Christmas song, and it was around during the Civil War. It had actually been written a few years before the Civil War by a man who was the son of an abolitionist from New England, but he had come south and supported the Southern cause, and he was living in Savannah, Georgia. He called the song the One Horse Open Sleigh. And it really wasn't a Christmas song, because if you listen to the song, the word Christmas is never mentioned. It was just a song for the winter season, and it sounded differently in the 1860s.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
By the Christmas of 1862, you're getting a lot of homesickness in camps, and it's reflected in the songs that they are singing, such as at the Battle of Murfreesboro, December of 1862. The United States Army bands were playing the Star-Spangled Banner, Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean. On the other side of the river, the Confederate bands, and this was the night before the battle, the Confederate bands were playing Dixie and the Bonnie Blue Flag. But then one Union Army band broke into a song that had been written in 1823 and had come to America as a part of an opera, The Maid of Milan. It was very popular outrageously popular in America, and all Americans, North and South, knew the tune and knew the words. Well, as these bands were playing, Northern bands on one side of the river, Southern bands on the other side, a Northern band began to play this song, and the Southern bands joined in with them, and then on both sides, soldiers in blue and gray started to sing this song together the night before the Battle of Murfreesboro. The song was called Home Sweet Home. As the Civil War was getting into its third year, times were hard in both the North and the South. In the South, the blockade was keeping goods from coming in. People were hungry. The Confederate Army was not being supplied. In the North, with the casualty list, it just seemed like the war was going on and on and on without end. And there was a song that was written by Stephen Collins Foster called Hard Times that kind of fit the mood of the country.
Let us pause in life's pleasures to count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
The war ended, of course, in April of 1865 here in Virginia with the surrender of General Robert E. Lee at Appomattox. And an uneasy peace came over the nation. The war didn't end everywhere at the same time, but it did quickly come to an end. And by that Christmas of 1865, the first Christmas where we weren't actually trying to fight one another, we were getting back to our Christmas traditions, and there were some songs that kind of, again, dealt the mood of the nation. One of them, I think, is a song that came from Austria to America in the early 19th century. It was written in Austria, I think, 1819. It comes to America and it's an instant hit, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Mother and child, oh.
Carson, thank you so much for being here today, and thanks for bringing all your performers. If people want to see this show, where and when can they find you?
Our program, Uncivil Christmas, is being produced by the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation throughout the month of December, our Christmas season here in Colonial Williamsburg. It's at the courthouse. We do two shows a night. And if you are here, please, you'll need to consult This Week in Williamsburg. It'll tell you the times that the programs are going to be and the dates that they're going to be. We welcome you to come, and we hope that you will come and hear a little bit of something different from George Washington and Thomas Jefferson at Christmas here in Colonial Williamsburg.
We're always glad to hear from you. Send comments or suggestions from our webpage at podcast.history.org or find us on Facebook. To support the podcast and other Colonial Williamsburg programs, visit history.org/donate.